On Monday, January 18th, several thousand people gathered at Olympia, Washington to take a stand for pro-life. Each year for 28 years, Kathy McEntee has worked to mobilize thousands of concerned Washington citizens regarding life issues, including abortion and euthanasia. Each year, scores of buses transport the faithful to the Capitol. This year, the event was faced with continual rain, but despite the weather, the crowd listened as several state legislators share their concern for unborn children. This event is part of a national effort to commemorate the January 23, 1973 Supreme Court decision known as Roe v. Wade. On Monday, January 23, 2006, hundreds of thousands of American citizens will gather at Washington, D.C. for a similar event. The Washington State chapter of March for Life would very much like your help. You can contact Kathy McEntee at 253-564-1497. Again, that's 253-564-1497.
Can you make it?
Oh, Roe v. Wade has got to go!
We voted on referendum 20. We opened the door to killing as a solution to the problems of society. I know we're smarter. If we can find all these silly gadgets and all of these things that people use and can communicate from anywhere and everywhere, we ought to be able to find solutions to the problems of women, the elderly, the handicapped, and value all those lives. They are important. To give people drugs to kill themselves, this opens a whole new era of death. And it was Roe, not Roe, really. Everybody wants to think it's Roe. It was right in this state. It is the first and only state that voted on to. Well, they voted on abortion in demand, and they said it was okay. And when I go in other states, people say, if Washington State had not voted the way it did, we would not have abortion on demand. We have a terrible legacy. But we're going to turn it around in this state. And when I look at you young people, I know we can do it. I know we can do it. The more you all learn and put into effect the idea that every person has value, the sooner we will come to the point that people other than ourselves will believe that every life from conception to natural death has value.
Before we finally get started, there's still people coming. You would be amazed at the number of people still back there coming. We are a people of hope. Hope is what brings us here, and hope is what will make that change. Other folks are people of despair and of sadness, and we need to transform their sadness to hope. I'm preaching to the choir right now. We're all on the same page. We know babies need to be saved. We know that every person who can't have their own voice in this fight needs to be saved. We all know that. But what we take away today is our hope. can give. Every person you talk to will see you are a person of hope. We've been coming up for 28 years because we have hope. Hope that this will change. Hope that tomorrow will be a better day. That's what gets us up in the morning. It's too sad to think about the 4,000 babies who die every day. That's sadness. We need to be their 4,000 lives of hope every day. All right, State Patrol, they're really selfish. This is the most unselfish act we can make. We're getting wet for everyone else today. So she said, everybody come. So guess what? Everybody come. Huddle together. Get up. And guess what? In thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, you are not alone. And that is what gives us hope. So hold on. Move in. Cheer with your friends. Say hi to the person next to you. And we'll get going in 2 seconds.
I want you to know that's my baby. That's the baby of the 6 kids, and I am. You've been a priest and strong for pro-life, and now he is an auxiliary bishop in this diocese, Bishop Joseph Tyson.
Well, it feels like old home week. I've met many people who knew me when I was in high school, so I'm wondering if Ken Vanderpomp is going to correct my grammar today. Anyway, it's so good to see so many of you enjoying the liquid sunshine. We have much to be grateful for and much to be to pray for. I'm going to do a short prayer, and then I'll ask my colleague with me, Bishop Eusebio Elizondo, maybe just do a short prayer with us in Spanish as well. So we have both of us here today. In the name of the Father, the Hijo, and the Espíritu Santo. Amen. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of life. We praise you for the way you create and you sustain human life through death to eternal life. We worship you for sending us your Son, Jesus, who is the way and the truth that brings life. Send forth your Holy Spirit to guide us this day on our journey on behalf of human life, especially the life of the unborn. Empower your people to turn away from sin in all its forms, especially the scourge of abortion, so prevalent in our day. Assist us in reaching out to women and men struggling to embrace the gift of life, even when it grows from mistaken choices and unintended actions. Enable us to engage civil leaders in convincing, in respectful ways, a legislative and judicial protection for the unborn. Help us change hearts so that a change of mind might result in a conviction for the unborn, as well as all the vulnerable who stand in the shadow of society, the very young and the aged, the poor and the homeless, the hungry and the unemployed. Guide us in building a culture of life, even in the shadow of death. We ask this in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
I do come from a very large family. I'm the 9th child out of 10. So, and my parents, by far, were not wealthy or well off there, but they did have an incredible pressure, faith in Jesus, in God. And they raised us all up and gave us education and gave us happiness to be of this world, sharing with every single one. a duty in life, of course, not only because I'm a priest, because I enjoy that very beautiful life at home, sharing with every single brother and sister. I have 7 sisters and 2 brothers. And I enjoy life so much. And every time that I see someone that I believe and persevere in that, it's just an incredible joy for me to thank the Lord. I see the Our Lady Guadalupe image up there. And that reminds me that thanks to the Blessed Virgin Mary, she believed her presence. And the Spaniards were no longer just the Spaniards. The Aztecs were no longer Aztecs. Here I am as a mixture of a new race. We Christians, we Catholics, we believers are the new race that will stop abortion, will stop killing, will stop denying life. And we will bring new life to the world thanks to our faith or our perseverance. How long will it take? Doesn't matter how long. Like rain is coming down and every single drop is making a difference on the soil. Well, each one of us will be making a difference. So every single new baby in this world is giving us new hope. Hope for the future. And so thank you for that. And we thank the Lord and thank especially the Blessed Virgin Mary for saying yes to life. As a woman, as a believer, as a perseverant woman. Quisiera decir también gracias a todos los creyentes con la nueva cultura de los que presentamos como cristianos, como católicos, y por supuesto los que traen con su cultura de las diferentes partes donde se habla español, también una tradición de familia, de perseverancia, de creer en la vida a toda costa, no importando los medios económicos que tengamos. Así es que gracias por ello también y tenemos que seguir apoyando y luchando por ello para que un día detengamos toda esta masacre, guerra interna que tenemos aquí con el aborto y con tantas otras maneras de negar la vida. Gracias por ello y Dios nos bendiga. Y bueno, nos pidamos de manera especial por la intercesión de la Santísima Virgen para presencia de todos nosotros. Con su presencia, pues digamos brevemente que María nos proteja. Let us say all together the Hail Mary so that the Blessed Virgin Mary will protect us and are saying yes to life. Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Kennedy, and he's the state deputy of the Knights of Columbus. If you don't know what that means, he's in charge.
Thank you very much. Please place your hand over your heart and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Born and unborn.
I would like to introduce some of our legislators.
They're all here.
Let's start with the 28th District Senator, Mike Carroll.
Thank you very much, Kathy. It's nice to have a constituent run this organization. I love her dearly. Well, last year, I remember talking to you here in this assembled group about the cultural war we're fighting. And here we are again, back at one of those centers of the cultural war. This is about life. In every aspect, it is about doing the right thing versus the wrong thing. And when you think of the issues that we have on our plate here at Olympia, yes, it is about needing to protect life, human life. But there are also issues of what should we do about those who offend, particularly our children? And you're aware of Jessica's Law. The issues that are before us are really huge ones. And I would ask you to pray for me, for all of the other legislators that are here as we grapple with these huge issues that we are faced with. We need not your prayers, we need your letters. We need your encouragement to do the right thing. God bless you all for being here today on such a rainy day. It really warms my heart, and I know others that are here.
Good Thank you, Mom. Now, I see Senator Hargrove, who has been, ever since he's been in the legislature, which is a while, he's been out here, and sometimes he's won, but he's not going to be anymore.
Well, yeah, my name is Jim Hargrove, and I've been here for this my 22nd year. And my oldest son is 23 and just got married, and I'm looking forward to grandkids. But I'm a Democrat, and many years I was the only Democrat out here. There's at least two more lined up to talk, and I love seeing the Democrats for Life signs out here. Praise God. Thank you very much, and just keep working on it. Keep praying, we are going to prevail at some point in time. Thank you.
And I see Senator Val Stevens. And Val has been so good to be out here. Before she ever was in the legislature, I knew her when she had Concerned Women for America. And to watch her now, delightful. Thank you all. This is such an encouragement to those of us who are here fighting the battle on this front to see all those umbrellas and you blessed people who came down here in this rain. It is just beyond what you can imagine in the way of encouragement to those of us who are here in Olympia. Thank you so much for coming. Abraham Lincoln relied on the phrase, "All men are created equal," to argue against the enslavement of human beings at the sake of convenience. To know they were equal, we must know that they were created. For that, we turn to the book that tells us how to live, Psalms 139:13. "Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." You all know that phrase, we use it so often. But how often do we think to use it in regard to what it meant to Abraham Lincoln when he was fighting to free the slaves? Killing of babies for convenience and because they were ill-conceived has become a grueling, gruesome debate, just as surely as Abraham Lincoln was fighting against slavery. Today in the United States and here in our state Senate, candidates for the Supreme Court were badgering for the sake of the unborn. They were badgering the candidate to get him to commit so that they might have a reason to vote against him. Just as Abraham Lincoln was badgered way back then when he was fighting against slavery. After 14 years in the legislature, I become more, not less, irritated and disillusioned with my fellow man. I become more, not less, vocal in my convictions to protect human life here in the state of Washington. I become more, not less, willing to raise the banner of truth while fighting against those who believe convenience and personal rights are more important than a beating heart. After 14 years in the legislature, I'm left to wonder, how can we praise Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King, who fought to free slavery and fought against the innocent people who could not defend themselves, and yet we are still killing babies? How can we be doing this? How can we be funding it in our legislature? How can we be funding it in our budgets? How can we be funding it on the county level? How can we continue doing this as a human in our state? It begs the imagination. Lincoln said, "The heavens are hung in black," in his agony over the suffering of our nation. I know that our nation is also hung in black. I appreciate those of you who brought black umbrellas. How appropriate. And yet, folks, as we see your smiling faces here today, and you are undaunting, standing for righteousness as you stand in the rain, I want to say thank you again for being here, and praise the Lord that you took the energy and the time to bring your families to Olympia. Bless you. I'd like to bring forward Al O'Brien, who has been down here in the legislature for a long time,
and I am welcoming again at our podium now.
Thank you all for coming today. I am Al O'Brien, State Representative from the 1st District, and I'm a Democrat. My school is here today, representatives from St. Pius X and Mount Lake Terrace. You want to wave your hands? There they are, right there. I belong to the Democrats for Life organization. I urge you, you're from all over the state. Representatives in this legislature represent you from all over the state. Talk to those Democratic legislators that represent you and tell them about the Democrats for Life and ask them about joining the organization. You get more elected officials who are members of that. I know that at the national level, a number of Democrats in the Congress and the Senate are members, they're pro-life. That's what we need, and that's what Democrats for Life is trying to build. Thank you very much.
In front of Bay, the rain that we're having here today is really shows that you're dedicated to this situation here, right to life. And I got a couple of points I want to make right now. First of all, I noticed there's a lot of Knights of Columbus banners here, and I want to urge all the Knights and all other organizations, all other religions, to get back to your parishes, get back to your churches, and continue to promote and really promote pro-life issues. And at the same time, I'll give you an idea. I did this my sixth year, about 6 years ago. Our parish priest, I'm from Spokane, Washington, was pretty much ambivalent. He did not want to talk about life issues. Today, he's done a 45-degree turn, and we need to get the other 45 degrees pretty soon. So, anyway, it does work. You really have to get vocal about this. The other thing, too, as you know, yesterday, the United States Supreme Court came out with a very devastating negative decision, and that was on euthanasia, saying that they could do euthanasia in the state of Oregon. Now, I tell you what, Judge Roberts voted against it. It was a 6-3 decision, and we got Senator Dee O'Connor, she voted for it, and Judge Alito hopefully will be confirmed, and he will take her place. It would have been a 5-4 decision, and we need to keep educating our judges on the pro-life issues. The last thing I wanted to mention is the fact that we have, I think, a very dangerous bill that's coming out right now, either this weekend or Saturday, or pardon me, Friday or next week. That's House Bill 2661. I won't go into details, but it's a very, very dangerous bill. It will impact potentially your churches and also the Boy Scout organizations. We need to ask you to contact your state representatives and your senators to vote absolutely no on this bill. Thank you very much.
Come on. I know you're a woman. Joyce Mulligan, I'm sorry. She's from Australia.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. And wow, you know, for 12 years I've been coming out here, and today my schedule got hectic, and my legislative assistant reminded me. He said, Senator, that is why you came to Olympia 12 years ago, was to fight for life. So you better get out there. So here I am. And the one thing I'm looking at as I look at the umbrellas, is that sometimes the faces have changed, but it's always wonderful that you don't let the issue go away. Your commitment to always coming and encouraging us, reminding us of why we are here, to fight for life, to fight for the sanctity of life and marriage and the creation of life through marriage. And all you young people that are up here, that's what you want to remember, is that you were created by God in his image, and he always, always planned that you would have this life, and that's what he wants for all those he has created. Thank you for the work that you do at home and in your churches and your parishes. Thank you for your commitment to coming to Olympia every year. God bless you. Thank you for the privilege of working for you and for life.
Now I see Lynn Schindler from the other side of the stage, who stands up very tall about this whole issue, and she does have a lot of family over this side.
You're welcome.
Pouring water over there. I am from the 4th District of Spokane. You know, Roe v. Wade is a decision that has begun to transform society. We have given the right to a woman who God has ordained to be the very first protector of life. What have we done? Government, who is supposed to be having its first purpose to protect its citizens, especially its most vulnerable, they have given the right to kill babies in the womb. What have we done? We have taken away the sanctity of life. And when you take away or dispel the sanctity of life, society is ruined forever. We have lost our moral compass. We are debating laws to protect our children from sex offenders. Why? Because they've lost their moral compass and they have forgotten that a child's life is precious. We also are about to vote on a bill that extends the human rights law. And it will discriminate against us who are clinging to that moral compass.
That's right.
There are days when I am so discouraged and I think, why am I fighting? But then I see you and I know why I am fighting and the other legislators behind me are fighting. Because you keep fighting. We need what you bring us today. We need your prayers. Keep them coming. Don't stop. And God bless each and every one of you.
I have several legislators that are here and just wish to be introduced. And I would like to present Brad Benson. Luke Esser. Right now we have Jim Dunn, 17th District, down in Vancouver.
I'm a little shorter than the lady that was speaking before. Somewhere along the way in growing up, I started getting wider instead of higher. Just like to have a little joke every once in a while. We're here today to talk about something that should not even be debated in the legislative hall. Thank you, Pasco Council, 1670, for bringing your banner with you. We need to take and be very united in what we do. We have a number of pro-life groups across this land. We need to have one pro-life council that takes and directs our efforts and takes and helps educate the rest of the populace to the evil that has been led upon this land, led by Satan himself, that is trying to destroy this great democracy of ours. Amen. We need to do more in being proactive against this abomination. We need to be steadfast in our beliefs, and we need to let everybody know what they are. We need to start talking with our neighbors, not just our religious congregations. We need to start talking to the person that we buy the donuts from at the local store downtown. We need to be talking to the people as we're riding the buses around the city about this abomination that has been set free upon this land. We need to talk this issue every day of our life. We need to talk this issue, and we need to show the other side that they are wrong, that they are morally bankrupt, that they are being led by the devil himself. And we need to do this more often. And we need to do it in every locality. And we need to be united across this state, across this land, across this planet. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce Jim McCune.
Where are you, Jim?
You're right behind me.
I am Toby Nixon from the 45th Legislative District, Northeast King County. There are pro-life people in King County. I know many of you today are Catholic. I'm a Latter-day Saint. There's five of us in the legislature, and we're all with you. This issue of stopping abortion crosses denominational boundaries and crosses religious boundaries. In every faith, there are people who agree with us. And I want to add my voice to that of Representative Dunn. We need to be unified, to hold hands, and work together to protect the unborn. Thank you very much for being here today.
The next person I want to speak is Mark Malosia, who's been here. I have to tell the story. He came and organized a bus, and then he decided he better run, and he's been coming down. Maybe if you're not seeing a pro-life legislator from your district, you better think about how to get one. And it might be you, but if there is somebody running pro-life, that is pro-life. Get busy. Lick envelopes, seal envelopes, address them, make phone calls, but get involved. If you don't, nothing will change. Come on, Mark.
Thank you, Kathy. For 8 years, I came to the St. Vincent's Parish in Federal Way. Are they here? And Senator Jim Hargrove was my hero. He was the lone Democrat here. Now there's three of us. We tripled in 3 years. I was on the other side, and you can come on this side. It just takes the will, and get involved. Now we have the Democrats for Life group. Join them, and let's triple that number in the next 8 years. With your help, we can really grow like a mustard seed. Something will flourish in this state, and things will happen. Positive things will change. And then my party and the state, which has been so disappointing on the abortion issue, will recognize that all life is precious. I pray each day that we embrace our neighbor and recognize that human life, from conception to natural death, is a precious gift that should be celebrated and cherished, not ignored, not condemned. That we treat all, from the precious unborn to those dying overseas in wars and in abject disease poverty, to those dying in our prisons, and to those homeless dying in our own streets here in Washington State, that we treat all our neighbors with the same dignity and respect and love that we treat our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you all for all your work, and God bless you here today.
Great. I am thrilled. Now, I want to introduce Maureen McEntee, who has been here for every March for Life. Maureen, you want to take over here?
That she wants me to say how old I was, and I think a nice young lady never reveals her age. I'm here because of this woman, and I'm here in a lot of ways because of this woman. She was part of every single step of my life, including bringing me to my first March for Life. But that's not why I come out. She would get all sorts of literature from the other side trying to convince her to change her ways. And I read everything. And I never had a rebellious stage where I said that the pro-life movement was wrong. Because I know the truth because I read it from all sides. And the truth is abortion hurts women. Go take hope home with you. Take hope with that message that women have a better future in America and all over the world by knowing that it is not a hopeful choice. Abortion does not give women hope. It hurts women. It hurts them physically. It hurts them emotionally. It hurts them in every way. And it causes utter sadness. And like I said, this woman is the reason I'm here. She had me, she brought me, she almost drove me down today. I drove myself. I am old enough to drive. And the other thing is that you're all here because of her too. Because they thought today seemed like a really good day to stand on some steps in the rain. Nobody came, like, just thinking, I don't know what's going on in Olympia today, but I think I'll just show up. Today, she made this happen, and she's been making it happen for 28 years. And never jaded, and never bitter. She is a woman of hope, and she passes that hope on. She takes women into her home, she counsels women, she takes her own time, she would raise someone else's child for them so that that child can have life. She is a woman of hope, and that hope is the reason we're all here today. So we just need to take 1 second and say thank you to Kathy McEntee.
I have a few people that also run pro-life organizations, but I'd like to have stand here a minute and let them introduce themselves. The reason, because there's so much so much work that has to be done in this movement. We have to take care
of women who think they have no choice but to kill their children. There are people standing ready to help with money, with... They are sad. They are unhappy, as you can see behind me. I have spent many hours on the phone with women who have had abortions, and I have seen their pain. And you are hearing some of the pain from behind you, even though they don't want to admit it. Now, there is so much to be done. And you're welcome to participate in any area that you can. We have some lobbyists that are here in Alinea speaking for us. Sister Sharon. Sister Sharon, where are you?
Sister Sharon,
come on, I just pointed up here. She represents the Washington State Catholic Conference. Now where's Bob Higley? Come here. Where's little Bob?
Who?
Bob Higley?
He
was here a minute ago. All right. That's another lobbyist, and he represented WERG, and I know they just changed their name, Faith and Freedom Network. So we have people. We have ways for you to talk to the legislature. On that little program that I handed out, there's a hotline number. You can get bills or you can leave messages for your legislators. Now, Ken Vanderhoof, who did help argue Roe versus Wade, is here, and he is the founder of Human Life. Ken? And then we have Dan Kennedy, who is currently the president of the State Board of Human Life. There's Bud Niebergall over here. It's Tacoma Stands Up for Life. And he has stood outside praying the rosary with a group of people. And he has taken women and helped them paid for them to get on their feet so that they could move forward with their lives. Introduce all these people, and after we're finished, I will tell the media, I will keep them around here, and you can ask them questions, because what's going on is incredible, and there's such a groundswell, and we have wonderful things happening, and you should find out and know and be part of spreading the word instead of just calling us anti-abortionists. We are pro-life. No, we don't like abortion. We don't like euthanasia. We do not like legislators such as in Florida saying, oh, the child has Down syndrome. They need penicillin because of pneumonia. And we will withhold their penicillin and save the state money. We will not have the governor of Colorado when it was Governor Lamb. Governor Lamb said people who are elderly have a duty to die. We are in a very perverted and sick society, and it breaks my heart. We have, now I'm starting to name a couple of groups. We have Concerned Women for America. Here's Bob. Here's Bob, if you want to talk to him. Bob, take it. I know Dan is here. Oh, Dan's here. And I have another person, because when I talk about people running for office and you should help them and you should be aware of them, I will tell you that Lois McMahon is here. You don't have to talk, Lois. Only those that are elected are going. So Lois McMahon. And Lois is running in the 26th district for Senate. So those of you that are from the 26th district, which is Gig Harbor,
in that whole area. He involved Bremerton. Yeah. Sherry Carbone, who put together Saw a Need and had a program that was at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. She has been here with her husband at the March for Life, and they are,
Days of Grace.
Sherry, will you say something about that?
You know, when we talk about 45 million children being eliminated, we're talking about 45 million mothers also that are dealing with the trauma. We are talking about a nation that is dealing with the moral depravity that comes from slaughtering our own babies. This state was the 10th state, actually, that chose abortion before it came on a national level. But this state chose it by the vote of the people. It was the only state, it's the only time in world history that people went to the ballot box and voted to choose death for the womb. In 2003, it was the 30th year of abortion in this nation. You know, 30 is an important year for Christians because Jesus was 30 years of age when he began his ministry. This nation was being held accountable for what has happened in 2003. And God started something in this state, and it was a time of memorial for the children that had lost their lives in abortion. 2003, in Washington State, in every county, we had memorials, 32 hours of memorials, 1 hour honoring the life of those children for every year that abortion had been legal in this state. Each hour was exactly the same. Each hour honored every child that had lost their lives to abortion. But what we found during those hours of memorials, we found that women would come just to pray. And we saw women healed because there was a time of closure and honoring of the children that they had lost. For the last 3 years now in Washington, D.C. and across the nation, before the Day of Atonement, which is the day that God calls nations to come before his throne of grace to receive the atoning blood of Jesus Christ for the sins of the nations, God has chosen that time for us to have memorials across the country to open up our churches, open up our lives to women who have chosen abortion and would like to find healing and closure. When a woman chooses abortion, she ends up having to shove it all down inside of her and pretend that it did not happen. We have a nation that has done the very same thing. It has tried to ignore the 45 million children that have lost their lives. Let not one child be forgotten. I know that it seems uncomfortable today to be in the rain, but I want you to know that in God's vernacular, these are showers of blessings. I believe that we are in the beginning of a change. This is not, we should not be discouraged. There is nothing to be discouraged about. God is watching, and there is hope, and there will be a change. And God is about to heal a nation. And when we see the heart of a nation healed, because the heart of women are healed, we will see the moral depravity change in this country. God says holiness, righteousness exalts a nation.
And it is righteousness that God wants to declare over this capital and over the capital of this nation in the name of Jesus. And right now I'd like us to pray. We're going to close with a benediction. What I'd like to do is, first of all, I would like to declare right now over this nation's capital and over the capital of Washington State that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
I want to declare that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And I want to declare that the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the atoning blood of Jesus Christ, be poured out over this nation's capital and over the capital of Olympia, the capital of Washington State, and forever turning the tide that righteousness truly will exalt the nation and righteousness will exalt this state. Christ loves the unity of the brethren. And so in closing, what I'd like to do is, I know your hands are full, but just in unity, what I'd like to do is say the Lord's Prayer. And when we say it, I want us to really think about what we are saying. We're not going to just say it. We are going to declare it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, even on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. God bless you all, and thank you for being here today in the rain. I love you all. You make such a difference and make me feel we have to push on. When I see this crowd, it's amazing. God bless you all.
The Washington State chapter of March for Life would very much like your help. You can contact Kathy McEntee at 253-564-1497. Again, that's 253-564-1497.